from the high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you all good evening, good morning, and good afternoon across the globe, wherever you may be. It's open lines. Tonight, anything goes, and I mean anything. Well, no bad language, and only one call per show. Those are the rules. Otherwise, anything goes. Let me repeat that. No bad language and only one call per show. Other than that, there are no rules. Now, I am, well, I'll get to my level of disappointment here in a minute, I guess. I wanted somebody, and I do want somebody right now. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and get started on that. I want somebody who believes we are about to be crushed like bugs by Planet X. I am so disappointed. I put up a little Facebook post asking for somebody to call, and a few people called, but none of them were what I would call... I get emails here, folks. You wouldn't believe the emails I get. Art, oh my God, get somebody on about Planet X fast. It's coming. We're going to die. You know, that's what I want. But apparently they only email. They don't call. So I was thinking of setting up a little debate between a couple of you on Planet X and maybe a couple of other subjects, but we will get to that. I'm crushingly disappointed. Well, maybe it's coming, Art. I got calls before the show. It might be coming, Art. They did tell me one interesting thing that I don't know how I missed. Do you know the Vatican's telescope is called Lucifer? I had not heard that. I always heard the mountain it was on. I never heard that the Vatican actually called their telescope Lucifer. Is that true, really? Would they really call it Lucifer? That doesn't seem likely. That seems more likely an internet thing or something. I don't know. So out of money and relegated once again to the back of the pack, former governor... Rick Perry of Texas said, okay, that's enough, I quit. Technically, what they say is I suspend my operations. But that's what it is. He's out. And so Perry is number one to go down, and they're going to be going down like bowling pins here shortly. Let's see. From NASA, we have received new pictures and series... has very, very mysterious bright spots in it. And there's a lot more detail now, and they do look intriguingly a lot more like they're completely inexplicable, a lot more like, frankly, city lights viewed from space. Now, as you may or may not know, Richard C. Hoagland follows my program. He will be examining all these in detail. And I'm sure he's pretty convinced we're looking at L.A. there on Sirius. We've joked about that, but I don't think he's joking about that. So that'll be coming up after my show. My show is going to be, I don't know what it's going to be. It's going to be open lines. Anything paranormal you want to talk about is fair game. But I really am looking for, let me give out a special line. If I can find one of those people who emails me, and says stuff like, Planet X is coming, Art, hurry, get somebody on, there's not much time left, it's going to crush us like bugs. Then call this number, area code 575-208-7787. And if I sufficiently believe you when you call, I will then put you on hold. And I will get a person who does not believe we're going to be crushed like bugs, and we'll have a little bit of a debate and see how that goes. So again, the Planet X, we're all going to die, people. Area code 575-208-7787. Have you seen the new Apple stuff? It was all unveiled, and I don't know. They have, you know, the Apple TV, all that stuff. Interesting. I'm always looking for big changes in the basic phone itself, and it seems like to me in the middle models, you don't get that kind of change. Anyway, as I mentioned, open lines, completely open lines, and toward that end, I'll do my usual hated description of how to call the show with Skype, okay? Here it comes. We'll see how quickly I can do it. If you have any kind of smartphone, you can download Skype. It is free. And all you do is put it on your phone, go to your toy store or whatever, get Skype, put it on. Once you've got it, it's so easy. You go to add a contact, not where you dial. That's how I get a lot of people emailing, saying, I keep putting it in there and it wants numbers. No, not there. Add a contact, a little plus sign in the upper right-hand corner usually, and you put our initials in. Midnight in the Desert, MITD. That's all you do. MITD 51 covers all of North America, so you put in MITD 51. And if you're outside of North America, you would, we're already getting a candidate here. Outside North America, the rest of the world, it's MITD 55. MITD 55. And after that, you don't have to connect to me. After that, you'll find us in the contact list. You can press call and you will indeed call us. Let me check out a candidate here for Planet X. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
Art?
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm so honored to be on your program.
Honored.
Thank you so much for sticking to it.
You're very welcome.
Well, I just want to say I was turned on to your show in 1995.
That's nice. Are you calling about Planet X?
Of course, yes.
You are.
And I recommend reading Stephen King. He would be a great guest also.
And okay, but I don't have him. I have you. Are you prepared to make an impassioned argument that we're all about to be crushed like bugs?
Yes, and it's an informed argument based on Stephen King. We have insectoid.
Why would you quote Stephen King as the one? I mean, why not Zachariah Sitchin or, I don't know, any Stephen King is a fiction writer.
Well, yes, we can't talk about truth. You know, I mean
what do you mean we can't talk about truth? All right, no, I disqualify you as a candidate. Can't talk about truth. If you don't think that Planet X is about to crush us, then you're not a good candidate for this debate. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Sounds like you're in a vehicle or something.
Well, I am, but I'm not driving. It's okay.
Okay.
So, it's not going to crush us, but it's the mothership coming back to get somebody who's been taking over our whole planet.
It's not going to crush us, but it's the mothership?
Yeah. What it is the two that people have been calling Satan and God for years have actually been doing real sin on us for the past 2,000 years, and all the gods before them were doing it, but these guys were just more successful. They're actually like prospectors or speculators from this Planet X.
Yeah.
They've been around here, they came here, they've been using us, they've been, getting, people who will believe in them. They wrote this thing called the Bible to try to get people to buy into their story, and now they're at the point where they've got people, like, look at our politics today, they're using that Bible as a reason to be able to totally destroy our own world. They've been taking everything from it, and now that our world is about dead, or close to it, by the time Planet X gets here, it'll be really close to death.
And how soon do you think Planet X is coming?
I don't have that information, but I know that about the time...
All right, well, I'm sorry. Listen,
listen,
hon, I appreciate your call, but I'm going to keep looking. You can't imagine what I get in emails, and I want somebody who's going to lay it out here the way they do in emails. Come on, have the guts. If you're going to email me and tell me about how we're all going to die, and it's too soon, too, and it's Planet X, then, for goodness sakes, call me. Area code 575-208-7787. And once I get somebody like that, And then we'll get somebody on the other side, and we'll have a little bit of a debate. And then maybe if it's a good debate, we'll do another one. If not, we'll just do plain open lines, all right? So we'll figure that out. But if you are a Planet X, we're all going to die person, area code 575-208-7787. That said, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to mine the phones. That's a good way to put it, isn't it? We're going to mine the phones. Just like Zachariah said, we'd be mining the gold. I'm Art Bell. This is Midnight in the Desert. Periscope later.
Strike 12, and Midnight in the Desert is pounding packets your way on the Dark Matter Digital Network. To call the show, please direct your finger digits to dial 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
Well, all right. Here's where we are. I don't have a Planet X person, but boy, I have got a person who says that an asteroid is going to hit us on September 23rd. Man, that's really soon. That's really soon. And so I'm looking for somebody to have a little debate with this person. September 23rd. Might as well be Planet X, huh? So let's look around and see what we find. And let's see here. Hello on the phone.
Hello, Art.
Hi, I'm looking for somebody to argue with this gentleman who says we're all dead on the 23rd.
Oh, no, I can't do
that. You can't do that? All right, well then, thank you very much for the call. We'll keep looking around. Okay, once again, we're looking for somebody to argue with this gentleman who says we're all dead on the 23rd.
I'll say something.
Hello? No, huh?
Hello
there.
Oh, hello, Art Bell.
Yes. Would you like to have a conversation with this person who says we're going to die on the 23rd?
No, that's not why I'm calling. I'll hang up. And
No. I'll take your call. I'll hold on to this person. They're on hold, and they will be quiet, right? Caller? Yes?
Yes.
Really? We're actually going to die on the 23rd. Is that right?
Yes, Art.
Okay.
From all the research I've done.
All right. Can't beat that. Not that kind of research. All right. So, ma'am, I'll go right ahead.
Well, this is Sharon calling from Winnipeg, Canada, and I can't believe the luck I have in getting through to you, but I just want to take a minute and just comment. You know, when you're talking about how people can use the smartphone to download Skype, right?
Sure.
Okay, well, you know how in 2015 the language used now is abbreviated and shortened, and if you allow me, I just want to give you, you know how you introduce yourself and you're saying, I'm Art Bell at Midnight in the Desert, right?
Yes, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was thinking to help me remember, it would go something like this. Yes, I'm Art Bell, this is Midnight in the Desert. AB at MITD. Rocking on American Skype Highway, MITD 51. From around the world, rocking at you live on Skype Highway, MITD 55. Yes, I'm Art Bell, rocking on and rock steady. So come join me in my own oasis at midnight in the desert. And that's how I'll remember.
Well, that's sweet. thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, Art.
All right, take care. All right. Let's go to real quick to Florida and say hello. Hello, Florida.
Hello, Art. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir.
Yes, I'd be happy to debate with this gentleman about the 23rd.
All right. what is your first name?
My name is Mike.
Mike. Okay, someone's breathing into the mics, so stop that. I think it's my
sorry about that.
We're gonna die on the 23rd guy. And what is your first name, please?
Ronald.
Ronald?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ronald. Lay out your case. Mike, feel free to interrupt when he starts getting silly. We're going to die on the 23rd. So that's how many days from now? That's not many, huh?
No, not many. In fact, my wife and I have been researching this for many months now, and we are getting out of Los Angeles, California, and heading up towards Mount Shasta on the 13th because we believe the window is going to be, well, it's going to hit on the 23rd, and on about the 25th or 26th, the dust is going to settle, and then things will kind of be back to normal around the 28th. But the asteroid is supposed to hit Puerto Rico on the 23rd.
Mike, you're breathing into the phone there.
I apologize. Sorry about that.
Okay, just don't do that. All right, Ronald, so you're leaving L.A. Not a bad idea anyway. Actually.
Yeah, we went to Northridge, and then now we're going to go to Mount Shasta. We're going to go up, and we're going to work on getting into Telos, actually, through psychic communication that we've been getting.
Really?
So we're going to go up to Mount Shasta and wait it out. Then after that, if Florida's still there, we're headed.
Florida? Can I ask a question just to clarify? This thing that's going to hit us, how can you possibly know where it's going to hit?
That was exactly my question. It was going to come out.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I've been watching a lot of documentaries and videos on YouTube and reading a lot of different information that say that most of it agrees that the area that it's going to hit is going to be Puerto Rico on the 23rd, and it's supposed to split the United States in half. Some conspiracy theorists think that it might be a Tesla ray that's going to strike instead as part of a government, you know, whatever the global military-industrial complex is doing, but I think it's going to be an asteroid. So does my wife, because one hit Russia in 2013, last year, and then one just hit Iran this year.
Yes.
So I think it's pretty much incoming debris as part of a larger 2.5-mile-wide asteroid that's going to impact.
Mike?
Okay, what official information sources do you have that can actually corroborate this besides the YouTube? Because anything YouTube, I normally write off because YouTube has probably told us since 2000.
Well, I called the Jet Propulsion
every other year.
I called the Jet Propulsion Laboratory out of NASA to ask them about it, and they would not discuss any incoming asteroid, any asteroid theories. So I went to the only source that I know of that might be that someone would take seriously and called them, and I even have a recording of that video.
All right, caller, hold on a moment. What I'm going to do is I'm going to move on to another person to debate you because Mike is heavily breathing into his phone. So let's go overseas to Michelle. Where are you, Michelle?
I'm in Japan.
In Japan. All right, so you're in danger too.
I guess so. I'm always in danger here. In fact, we just had a 5 earthquake in Tokyo Bay this morning.
Do you want to debate this guy who says we're going to die?
I'll give it a try.
All right. Yes. Well, you've heard so far what he's had to say, right?
I have.
All right.
And first of all, I would like to say that I'm not buying it just because that day is my birthday. So there's my
That's a little weak, Michelle.
Yeah, that's my woohoo logic. Recently, though, you had someone on, I think it was you or Richard, had someone on that was talking about asteroids and how we measure them and, you know, the chances of them hitting. And they said that the possibility of us knowing where one's going to hit, even if we knew it was coming, would be virtually impossible until it got, you know, within the moon, which at that point it's already too late.
250,000 miles out.
Yeah. So, like, how could they even pinpoint Puerto Rico unless they're using some sort of, you know,
really
prophecy
good math,
or some logic like that?
You know, that's a good question. How about it? Ronald, is it prophecy that's leading you to all this?
Well, honestly, I'm wondering the same thing myself. I'm going only by what I've been finding based on...
Hold on. What is all that noise?
Oh, it's just some stuff that was moving near me. Sorry. Here, I'm away from the noise.
Okay, good.
But consider this quote. The powers that be will teach you how to live in television and hide the truth in movies. So I started doing research in some movies by major producers like Steven Spielberg and J.J. Abrams and started looking at the signs in these movies. And we kept seeing, my wife and I kept seeing 9/23 showing up, like in Doomsday, 2012,
yeah. Well, yeah.
Armageddon, Deep Impact, 9/23. And
well, there's a reason for that. You know, the reason for that is because it is one of the equinoxes. It shows up in a lot of things just because it is traditionally an important date. It's one of the four changes of the seasons.
Yeah, that's also true. And it could also be predictive programming also, where our consciousness actually leads to some kind of cataclysmic event.
And that could be true, too. But again, how does that lead to an asteroid or meteor or whatever?
Based on the research that I've been looking at, is that there's a lot of people out there who really believe that it is an asteroid, especially since there's been two asteroid impacts very recently, and that this is just a little bit incoming debris from the larger asteroid. So
yeah, okay.
It's not like we're not being hit.
So let me then go on to this question then, I guess, is what is the damage? I mean, you said something about America being split in half. Is there any casualty estimates here? Are they saying, you know, millions and millions or everyone on Earth is going to die or what?
Well, this could be an extinction-level event if it kicks up enough dust into the air to cloud out the sun for to put us into a mini ice age. It could last up to 2 years where we would have to go underground. The only people that are going to survive would be those in the deep underground military bunkers, like at Denver International Airport or Iron Mountain or Mount Weather, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we are, and the government and military has been preparing for it for a while now. In fact, they just reopened NORAD, I think, and there are a lot of, and now Jade Helm is going on in the United States, and that's not due to end until September 15th. So I think
there's staging
going on also.
Well, what is Jade Helm
going
to do about an asteroid? I mean, other than shoot some giant laser at it or something, I mean, the mobilizing, you know, doing drills on EMPs and mobilizing forces and all that stuff isn't going to do doodly squat for an asteroid, is it? So how would that be related?
Well, Jade Helm is a military exercise that's been going on since July 15th out of Northern Command. I don't know if you've ever heard of Northern Command. Northern Command is
It's civilians. It's managing civilians. It's managing, on-the-ground threats. You could make the argument that it's, you know, revolutionary takeover kind of stuff, but it's not something that's going to affect an asteroid. If an asteroid hits, it doesn't matter what kind of tanks or military or what you've got on the ground, it's gone, right? So how does that affect?
Well, I don't think that they're in place to protect us from the asteroid. I think they're in place to handle the aftermath of the impact.
But if what you're saying is, you know, near extinction level ice age and all that kind of stuff, that they're not going to do anything. If they're the government and they know this is going to happen, what they're going to do is they're going to get their butt off the planet. They're not going to fool around with Jade Helm.
How are they going to get off the planet?
Well, I mean, if we're going on these conspiracies and all this kind of stuff, that they know that this is asteroids coming and they're doing all this preparing and all this stuff, don't you think that they would, if all this is true, don't you think that they have some sort of method to get off the planet?
Oh, I certainly agree that they're 50 years beyond any of the technology that we know of. I worked in the Department of Defense in the intelligence community for 13 years and held the top secret clearance, and I understand what's really going on behind the scenes. That's why
so
I
wouldn't
don't
it
trust
make
our
sense,
government that they would
wouldn't
tell
it
us
make sense
happen.
Instead of spending these vast amount of resources years in advance to do this big military exercise when you know that this Earth, this asteroid or whatever is coming, wouldn't it make sense to channel all your funds to just getting off? Or getting, you know,
well,
even if it's just like a small group, you know, one of those, what was that?
You're looking
that
at
documentary
funding and
in the 70s
from a civilian
from the BBC,
perspective.
The fake one.
Okay, one at a time. Ronald,
sorry.
What was that?
I told her that she's looking at funding and financing from a civilian perspective. The military government, they write the checks. Money isn't really an issue to them. Don't you know that the IRS just lost $11 trillion that they refused to take any responsibility for? It's
well,
not
sure,
about
but,
money.
But I guess what I'm saying is that I don't see how Jade Helm could be connected to this. Because it seems to me like if this is as big as everyone's saying, you know, you can kiss your butt goodbye. Who cares? There's no need for Jade Helm if this is what you're saying is going to happen.
Well, let's say Jade Helm is supposed to end on September 15th, and President – and by the way, the Pope is coming to the United States to meet with the United Nations on the 23rd of September. But let's just say the government does tell us, hey, we've spotted an incoming body that's an extinction-level event type of an asteroid. and all hell breaks loose. Now they have to, and a lot of people know that there are these deep underground military bunkers and safe places to go underground.
But do you really think they would tell us if they knew it was going to happen, if they knew it was going to hit and it was game over and there was nothing they could do about it? Do you really think they would even bother telling us?
I think they would be forced to when basically novice astronomers and civilians start coming out saying, hey, we're spotting this in the atmosphere and it's heading
right. Well, then where are they? We're 15 days away or less. Where are they then? Where are the amateur astronomers and all that stuff saying it?
There are
other than on YouTube.
Exactly. Where else are we supposed to find them? The news media isn't going to report them because they don't want to stir anything, and the news is controlled by the government corporations. There's six major billionaires that control all the news. They're not going to let these amateur astronomers come on and start running those kinds of stories, even if we know and I know and whoever else knows is out there in the streets even picketing and holding up.
Okay, look, you two are great. Can you both hold on through the break here?
Sure.
Okay, then hold on. Be noise-free. And man, that's just a few days. We have such a short time to live. He's moving. I'm staying. God, I had a hard time keeping my mouth shut.
The drums echo in tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
While midnight sweeps across America, you've found an oasis for the mind. To call Midnight in the Desert, please dial 1-952-CALL-ART. That's 1-952-225-5278.
Oh, baby, we've got a good one going on. We've got Ronald on the phone in Southern California, and Ronald is convinced that we are about to die. In fact, in 12 days, on the 23rd, he says, an asteroid will smash into us, destroying the United States, or cutting it in half, at the very least. And I guess and it's going to hit Puerto Rico, right, Ronald?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And this hard evidence comes from YouTube.
Movies.
Yeah.
Even TV shows.
No, you're committed. I'm giving it to you, Ronald. Baby, you're committed. Okay. You're picking your stuff up. You're packing it up, and you're leaving.
I've already, yeah, exactly.
So that's how much you believe.
We're leaving.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I did our packing list 2 days ago, and we just went shopping yesterday and today. We've got all our supplies, and we're getting our tent ready. We're going to
All right. Ronald, hold on. Yeah. Do you think Michelle is safe over there in Japan?
Japan?
Yeah.
I think everything's going to get flooded out. It's going to cause the...
Japan is an island,
I
guess...
I don't think anybody's safe. Who's less than 1 mile above ground...
And Jade Helm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jade Helm.
Going to take control of all of us. All right. Michelle, you're back at it.
Okay. During the break, I did a little bit of research on this because I don't actually know a whole lot about it. And the only thing that I could find that seems to be the source of this is a preacher named Efren Rodriguez, I think it said, who has started this whole thing, and then a lot of other people kind of jumped on it and tried looking for signs for it. So that means that this is, of course, a biblical prophecy. Now, in my view, of course, biblically, God says in the Bible that he would not destroy the earth by a flood ever again after the first one. And if you look at the way it goes up to the end times, there seems to be no mention of any time where humanity is just going to get killed off. It doesn't really say that.
I can't stand it. I got to say something. You are in North Hollywood, California, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So everybody, you mentioned movies earlier. In every movie of destruction of every kind, the Hollywood sign goes first.
That's right. And I'm not going to be standing underneath that thing. I'll be way gone before that. Yes. That's why I moved to Northridge, Art. I'm on the other side of the Hollywood.
Yeah.
My number's from North Hollywood. That's where I started. Then I lived in the Valley a little bit. And I lived in Hollywood. I lived in East L.A., which, if you're a gringo, do not do. And now I'm in Northridge.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, you're dead anyway, on the 23rd,
well,
right?
No, I'm going to be safe because I'm going to be underground. My wife and I and our dog and our cat, we are going to be underground. We've been planning for this for some time now. We've been actively receiving communication. We're working on getting in there and being received by the Telugian.
I mean, the ground could close on you. I mean, you're not completely safe just because you're underground.
If we are a mile underground, then you're going to be safe.
You're going to be a mile underground?
Yes, a mile underground.
I'm sorry, I'm turning my pot down.
I do have my prescription, by the way, but I do not smoke.
Oh, I don't even know where to go with that one. So I guess my view is the, you know, there's all this theory about how the universe changes itself based on our observations, and that it's us observing it that seems to keep it going. The consciousness seems
That's
to keep
the
it
theory
going
of relativity.
In a way. Right. Well, my question
That's what
would
I mentioned
be,
at the beginning
if you
was,
killed off all the people, if you killed off all the consciousness, would the universe even keep going? How could the universe even sustain that? How could everything just die?
All of the consciousness will not be killed out because, like I said, there's those deep underground military bunkers that are controlled by the global military-industrial complex, and those bunkers are 2.5 miles underneath the Earth. They work on a mercury isotope for their nuclear generators, and I know that firsthand from one of the guys who built the Denver International.
So are you a religious person?
You know, I was raised Catholic, and I would say I have become more of a person who believes this. Photons emitted by the sun carry the intelligence of our consciousness that interacts with our subconscious mind, and our subconscious mind interacting with photons creates an apparent physical reality that is not really physical. I believe that. And we can do anything we want with our subconscious as long as we can control it, but our subconscious is being controlled by the psychological operations program of the global military-industrial complex.
Right. That says a lot. I was raised in a Baptist school for 13 years, and I heard nothing but doomsday prophecies ever since I was a kid, and none of the ones that I heard ever came true. I guess my thought is that even biblically, if you want to go by the Bible on this one, even biblically, this doesn't fall in line with the prophecies of the end times. There's so many other things that would have had to have happened first and would happen after. It doesn't seem to even fit that.
Well, you know, what the Bible would be the, was actually also, a completed document.
I mean, biblically, what would be the point? Why
it's
would God
the prophecy
need
of YouTube.
Well, yeah.
What would be the point of allowing this to happen? Is that what you're asking?
For God, yes. If you're saying, if the theory that of the guy who created this is that God is sending this asteroid, why?
Well, God, that would be if God is sending this asteroid. Have you ever heard of the term Ordo Ad Chaos?
I know you're saying if God is sending this asteroid, but the guy who created the theory is saying that God is sending this asteroid. So I'm asking you to respond to that.
Ronald, give us evidence. Yeah. The 23rd, we'd already be able to see it, right?
Well, the best evidence I had are the recent asteroids that struck, one in Russia and one very recently in Iran.
That's not evidence of something coming. That's something already that came.
I do not have firsthand evidence from an astrology point of view where I've looked in a telescope and seen this body moving at me.
No, all right, so, Michelle, I'm sorry. I can't stop myself. Listen to me, Ronald. If you have first-hand evidence of anything, or if you don't have it, I'm sorry to say, if you don't have it, then you should not be packing your car and getting ready to haul your wife. And do you have children?
No.
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 No. All right. But yourself and your wife off to a place where you think you might survive this thing. How are you going to feel if it doesn't happen?
Actually, I'll feel happy because I have an after plan, too. And we'll treat it like a nice two-week vacation, and maybe we will get into Telos. But at least I know I will give myself the best chance to survive. I'm not tied down to a job. I'm a writer, movie maker. I write books about this kind of thing and make movies about it.
There we go.
Go ahead,
so you have some skin in the game financially in this.
Yeah.
Hey, I started out as a government intelligence operative and turned into a filmmaker who's trying to get rid of the global military industrial complex. So this isn't about anything, any kind of an agenda or pre-thoughts that I've had.
Well, it seems like it couldn't be anything but agenda if there's no actual physical evidence for it, anything but just prophecy and some movies online that make money. I can't think of anything else.
Okay, well, is there evidence that it's not going to happen?
Well, no, but that doesn't prove anything. That just, that doesn't prove anything.
Already, well, it has already happened.
That's yeah.
It's
all right,
happened,
Ronald. Ronald, thank you. And Michelle, thank you. I'm not sure where we're going with that. I'm not sure you can make a case or should even try to make a case that rocks have fallen previously and therefore it is going to happen. I think he's still going to pack the car up and go. All right, we may do some other debates as the night goes on. I have endless topics that we could debate. But he's ready to move. You got to give it to him. All right, let's, I don't know where to go. Here's somebody called Paranormal Radio calling. So let's see who they are. It's on Skype. Hello.
Holy crap, Art. I just put on my headset. Can you hear me?
I hear you, yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing. I got through. I'm actually ready to take on somebody who believes in Planet X because I'm all set to do it. So hopefully we don't move on to something else. Can we talk about this some more?
I don't know. I the Planet X line is ringing, so
yeah,
I'll
answer it.
All right,
well,
yeah.
I'll hang up because I'm calling
over
there too.
No. Don't.
I mean, I'll hang up on the line because I was calling you on the phone too. So I was.
Well, whoever was calling on the Planet X is going to kill us. Line is gone.
That was me.
That was so. You believe that Planet X is going to kill us?
No, I believe it's not going to kill us.
Well, then why would you call me on the Planet X is going to kill us line?
Well, I'm calling you on Skype now.
In other words, you were hedging your bets.
I guess I didn't hear you correctly at first, Art. So
I see.
I'm ready. Let's get the other side going.
Well, I mean, what do you think about Ronald? He's packed up, ready to go. 23 days, all over.
I think Ronald's crazy. I think it's a bunch of hype.
Yeah, I think he.
And I've got many reasons why it's a bunch of hype.
I think he wants to make a movie.
I don't know if you want to hear those reasons.
Well, all right, sure. I'll listen. Bunch of hype, why?
Well, I mean, where do you want to start?
At the beginning. It's hype, why?
Well, it's hype because it's just like any other event. Y2K. Sorry, Art, I got to grab something on the other side of the room. Hang tight.
Really? Apparently he had a written outline of something that he's got to go get. It's interesting to me, and of course everybody wraps this into Jade Helm as well.
Well, I will say that, Art, you're going to have a heck of a time staying on the air that night, so you shouldn't plan a guest.
Really?
But let's start with this fact that, I mean, there's more than 1,500 of these potentially hazardous asteroids that are already out there.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about the TC4, I mean, that's expected to hit us in 2017. It already missed us in 2012.
Wait a minute. Which side of the argument are you on?
I'm against Planet X. Planet X is not going. The asteroid is not going to hit us.
You think Planet X is a hoax?
Well, Planet X might be real, but there's not going to be an asteroid that kills us on the 23rd. That's what I'm saying.
So
right?
Okay, so you're a Planet X believer, but not the asteroid on the 23rd. When is Planet X coming?
Well, I think Planet X. Sorry, I was prepared to talk about the asteroid tonight, but...
you're getting all mixed up, sir.
But I think Planet X...
You don't know if you're for or again, either one.
Okay, let's start with this. The asteroid. The asteroid is not going to hit us. CERN is not going to blow up the planet. Jade Helm is not the rapture. So anybody who has that idea that on the 23rd, that's what's going to happen, I think is crazy.
Crazy. I don't know about crazy, but all right, let me just check quickly on my Planet X line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Do you think we're about to get hit by Planet X?
Actually, I don't know. I kind of want to know whether the other person thinks we're going to get hit by Planet X. I'm not really sure on that. I kind of want to know their position.
Okay, see, this is my Planet X line. Only if you believe we're about to be crushed by Planet X should you call that number. Okay?
Mm.
All right, thank you. All right, so that number is 575, area code, that's 575-208-7787, if you think we're about to get crushed by Planet X. I'm almost done with this anyway, because I don't think anybody has any evidence other than YouTube, which, well, YouTube is You can find anything up there. The one thing I did learn tonight that I thought was interesting was that the telescope that they're using, the Catholic Church has put in Arizona, is called Lucifer. Do you know that, caller?
I believe it.
You believe it, but you didn't know it.
Didn't know it.
Now you do.
I always get facts from you, Art. I mean, this 923-15.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest. It's the odds of us getting hit by anything, and whether we're talking about an asteroid, whether we're talking about Planet X hitting us, whether we're talking about CERN, which, by the way, if you put 923-15 into Google Maps, I've noticed it doesn't take you to CERN anymore.
Where does it take you now?
It doesn't take you anywhere. It says it can't find it.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, if you're a conspiracy person, that's even more suspicious. Why would it change? Hi, on my Planet X line, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Planet X line?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I'm here to debate your person that you've got on there.
Why, you think we're about to get hit by Planet X?
I know we're in the passing of Planet X right now.
Really? 100%. All right, first of all, turn off your radio or whatever it is you've got on.
Extinguish your device.
That's very well done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm ready.
So we're in the path of Planet X, and we're all going to die.
We're all going to die if we do not take cover or have some kind of protection, especially if there's not some kind of a metal shelter or storm drain that you can get into in a hurry, that's for sure.
So a storm drain would protect you?
For sure, because we're going to get pelted with tons and tons of different asteroids all over the planet.
And how do you expect to lift this manhole cover off of all of this stuff that's going to fall onto it? I'm curious of that.
How am I going to lift the manhole cover off? I'm going to get in there, hopefully, before it starts happening.
But eventually you'll need to come out, right? Or you're going to live there forever.
A spot like that. I'm not going to live there forever. I'm just going to have myself set up so that I can get to a spot like that if I need to, if this were to happen.
What if there should be flooding? What if this is a weather cataclysmic event?
That's exactly why I've purchased property on the side of a mountain that's way above sea level.
What does that have to do with the manhole cover?
Yeah, so manhole or mountain, what are we talking about?
On the mountain, there's also areas around me that have storm drains and manholes that I know the location
really?
Of.
Really? So what kind of mountains are you familiar with?
What kind of mountains am I familiar with?
Most mountains I know are like dirt and rock, not sewers and metal. Could be wrong on that one, but I'm pretty sure I'm right.
The town that I bought the property in, they have a brand new sewage treatment system that they just put in. So there's manholes and storm drains all over the place, as well as there's cave systems that I can hide in as well.
But again, flooding.
I think I'm better set up than somebody who doesn't think that this isn't going to happen, because there's more
evidence.
What's
this person's name?
Yeah, good question. Your name?
My name's Cody.
Cody.
Cody, you haven't addressed my question. If there's flooding underground, how do you expect to survive that?
If there's flooding underground, as I've told you, I've got multiple options for survival. So if there's a flood, I've got the mountain. If there's asteroids that start pelting us, I've got a cave that I can go
to. How do you get out of a manhole when there's debris on top of it and get yourself to a mountain?
I don't need to go into a manhole. A manhole would be a good suggestion for somebody who's in a city who doesn't have the means to get to a cave or something on a mountain that could protect them, namely a cave.
But it still doesn't explain a cataclysmic weather event wiping you out.
How does it not explain a cataclysmic weather event wiping me out?
Well, it's science.
There's so much evidence to show that we're on the cusp of something like that happening right now. To say that that's not going to happen.
What? Okay. Well, I can't stand it. What is the evidence? The evidence.
What is the evidence?
Yes.
There's tons of.
Just give me some of it.
You've given me evidence yesterday on your talk show telling me about these Inuits that are living up in the north who have noticed for the last 3 years that the sun has changed positions. We've got the Vatican. Okay. The Pope and Obama are claiming that climate change is what's causing all these events to happen on the planet. I'm not going to trust Obama, who's standing there looking like it's a PR campaign, on a glacier telling me that global warming is being caused by humanity when the Vatican has a telescope in Arizona
named Lucifer.
They had to fight very hard, named Lucifer, to build that they've had for over 10, 20 years now. It's the biggest infrared telescope in the world. What are they looking for? Why are they they're telling us that's our fault and it's global warming? They know something bigger is going on.
Do you honestly think it's good advice to tell people to go into a manhole when there could be when there could be tsunamis coming over and, you know, the manhole would, what, fill up real quick, right?
Personally, it is good advice from evidence that I've heard from
Let's have you do that. Let's have you test that out, and then I'll fill it full of water and to see how long you last. We could do that right now.
You can laugh at it all you want. I'm just saying that
I am.
There was people who in the 1950s, guys who came out trying to expose Planet X, who talked about how when Planet X was going to pass.
But it never gets here.
And I think it's backed up through holy text.
All right, all right.
Book that has said that these kinds of things are going to happen.
All right, you guys, listen. I've got a break, and I've got to go, and I've got to think about manholes and stuff like that. I appreciate your calls. We'll continue with open lines. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles
Remember, when calling Midnight in the Desert, let the phone ring until answered. These calls are unscreened for your listening pleasure. Call 1-952-CALL-ART. That's 1-952-225-5278.
They are unscreened for your listening pleasure. I'm still thinking of Ronald, stuffing the car full of stuff, headed up north. And then the other thing that I'm thinking about is a manhole cover. You know, we don't even have any of those around here. So I guess that's it. I am going to change my line around now. That special line is now going to be a line for an atheist, a rabid atheist. So I'm gonna clear that line right now. It's busy. I'm sorry. I'm clearing the line. I want a rabid atheist. We'll have a debate about that. It's area code 575-208-7787. Otherwise, we're going to go through open lines and just talk to random people as we go. Hello there. You're on the air.
Art, this is Kevin, Colorado Springs.
Hey, Kevin.
I've got the absolute killer reason why this asteroid is not going to happen. Ronald himself said it. The Pope is coming to America on that same day.
Hmm.
Why would the Pope fly to America on the day an asteroid is incoming?
Well, I've got the answer to that.
What's that?
Well, because he thinks it's going to hit Italy.
Oh, that sounds about as good as Ronald's reasoning and the manhole cover.
Well, you know, I watch YouTube. I mean, that would be the reason why the Pope would clear out of Italy, right? I mean, you got to give me that.
Yeah, but then there are so many other places to go that would be more well protected than New York City in the middle of a disaster.
This is true. I saw ex-mayor Giuliani was interviewed a number of times on CNN today, and he now states that New York is much safer than a lot of other places in the country, cities.
Well, that may be true, but we've seen what happens when the lights go out in New York, and it's not pretty. I'm here in Colorado Springs where NORAD is, and I would much rather be here in Colorado Springs.
Well, you're like
you're
at like ground zero then, right?
Yeah, so when the lights do go out,
you need like two manhole covers.
Probably more like 20.
All right, thank you. you can't imagine. The reason I did this is, again, because my email is just absolutely peppered with people who say, Art, it's coming. It's coming. Planet X is bearing down on us. We're all going to die. And I thought we could get these people on the air, but they don't come on. I admit we did get Ronald, and he's probably in motion by now. On my special line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. My name is Ian Joyce.
We don't take last names on the air, so just Ian. Okay,
yeah.
That'll have to do. What's on your mind, Ian?
Oh, it was just, you know, the whole entire brewery.
I'm sorry?
Next thing. It's the whole entire Planet X thing. It was just, it's stupid. I mean, because what's this Planet X?
Okay, well, all right. But see, this is now my atheist line, Ian, so you'll have to call it. I know it's stupid. It seems stupid to me, too. But one day, it may not be. One day, one of these things may happen. Of course, none of these people would be around to say, I told you so, or anything like that. No, unless they had the right manhole cover, I guess. Hello there. You're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, yes. Where are you?
Okay. I'm in Baton Rouge.
Excellent. Welcome to the program.
Okay. Hey, is this open lines, or do I have to discuss Planet X?
No, it's open lines now.
Okay, I have a request for you, Mr. Bell.
Sure.
Okay, I used Ouija boards in the past. I know you had a story that you don't want to discuss, your experience with a Ouija board.
No, I won't talk about it, right?
You don't want to, right?
No, I won't.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Okay. Could you record that story in detail, and then upon your passing, you release it publicly on your website?
No.
You don't want to? Okay, I respect that. Hey, I want to say thank you for all the years of great radio, and I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you for calling, and take care. No. What happened with the Ouija board was not good. You know, I'll go that far. I'll just say not good. Okay? And I'm going to leave it at that now and probably forever. Hello on Skype.
Art.
It just says disconnected 76.
Right.
Are you disconnected?
It feels that way sometimes.
I understand. All right, so what's up?
Well, since it's open lines, I first of all just wanted to, of course, you know, like everybody else, welcome you back to the radio.
Thank you.
But what I was really wondering is, you know, over the years, we've heard so many stories on your show about alien encounters and, you know, of course, you're seeing the object above you.
Yes.
I was curious that, have you ever been shown anything or been told a story that you felt that you could say it was 100% there has to be, this story is true?
Yeah, the one I told you about the craft I saw. I mean, honestly, what else, you know, otherwise it's stories on the phone, right? Whether it's from guests or callers or it's any secondhand knowledge. Is exactly that, second-hand or third-hand knowledge. When you see something and experience it yourself, then 100%.
Well, you know, I can relate to that a bit because my wife and I recently moved up into we're in Minneapolis and we moved up into a high-rise apartment, and
okay.
So we can see, you know, miles and miles out at this point.
Like the song I play.
And, there you go.
But you don't have a manhole cover up that high, do you?
No, I don't, but I have a garbage chute. I guess that would probably be just as safe as that could. And, you know, it occurs to me that I think that there could be a lot more of these sightings if people would just look up.
It's true. I've said that for years and years, that if people would go outside and actually look up, I mean, you miss so much by not looking up. So occasionally, at least, folks, look up at the stars. Spend a moment looking at stuff. You'll see a lot.
Yeah. We'll sit out on the balcony here, and I can't say that it's a nightly occurrence by any or anything like that, but I have multiple pictures and videos of just odd, strange things going on in the sky. And the only reason that I'm seeing it is because we are just basically just sitting here scanning the sky at night, you know, when we're out smoking a cigarette on the patio.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, circling back, thank you very much for the call. Circling back to what you said, the only thing that I can say 100% is what happened to me, what I saw, what I experienced, that I can guarantee you. But, you know, you can't really take that to the bank any further than I can take one to the bank that is said to me. I sort of judge them by the way they're told and how people, I don't know, the emotion in their voices or their, you know, the expression on their faces when they tell a story like that. And I can assign a certain percentage of belief to it. But the only thing that you can say you absolutely believe in is something you experience yourself. Let me go to my special line. I think it's Denver. Hello.
Hello, Art. You wanted a rabid atheist, correct?
Oh, yes, I did. Is that you?
Well, that is me. They call me Devil Britson on Twitter, but it's only because I lived in Iowa, and growing up and not believing in God in Iowa, everybody just assumed you're some sort of Satan worshiper.
Okay, so I don't think you're a Satan worshiper, but you would say conclusively there is no God.
I honestly have to go ahead and say that because...
Okay, all right. Hold on then. All right, now I want somebody to debate that. I doubt that's going to be hard to find, but I want a good, lively debate. So we've got ourselves... In fact, let me lock that in right now. No, maybe not yet. We'll hold on to it. He's an absolute atheist. Anybody want to try and argue with an atheist? It's not easy. Let's sort of check the lines as we go. Atheist, just hang in there. We'll find somebody for you, I guarantee. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hey, Art. It's Johnny from PA. I don't particularly want to argue with the atheist, not because I couldn't.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll let him languish there until I find the right person. No problem. What's up?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the 923 thing.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the name Jonathan Cahn?
No.
Okay, Jonathan Cahn is an author. He's a Messianic Jew out of New York, and he is a very, very intelligent man. He's written two books, one called The Harbinger, which talks about the relationship between Isaiah 9:10 and what happened on 9/11/2001.
Okay.
The second book is called The Shemitah. And we are in a year where the Shemitah becomes very, very important.
Okay.
The Shemitah is a rest year. Every 7 years, the land's allowed to rest. Debts get wiped clean.
Okay, now let's bring this back to the 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd of this year is Yom Kippur. This whole thing, I've watched a lot of these YouTube videos on the woman named Sirvana makes some, Lynn Liaz, and the other woman's name is Renee M. There is a ton of pop culture references to this 923 date. They're very strange references. One is Back to the Future. If you've seen the 9/11 relationship.
Okay, so you believe we're going to get smashed on the 23rd, yes?
Well, Jonathan Cahn is talking about a massive global, a massive...
I am asking what you believe.
I don't know. I see a lot of things coming. I see the financial collapse as a possibility. There is some talk about a meteor strike, but because the meteor strike thing comes from people, the government building these underground, the dumbs, they keep underground military bases, and the elite right now disappearing. Like, they're all just hit for the hills. A lot of this stuff comes from Alex Jones.
From Alex Jones. I haven't seen any of the elite disappear, save Rick Perry, who just bailed out today. I mean, the rest of them are prepared to go on CNN here in a few days, right, have a big debate. So they're still there.
Yeah. The whole thing seems to kick off really on the 13th. It's a 13th is the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. And it's also a partial solar eclipse. And then it goes to like the 28th. But the real person who kicked all this off was Jonathan Cahn. And he would be a great guest for you. I mean, he's just his stuff is very prophetic in nature.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically saying we are under judgment, and that's where I think Ron, he's worried about like one video that
so
says
this,
we're
this,
hit by
this,
a meteor.
Wait a minute, this would be God's judgment.
This is God's judgment on the United States for the sin that we've committed, the multiple sins that we've committed. Yeah,
which one?
Well, one is just turning away from God. I think this, it starts with, you know, no prayer in schools, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jonathan makes the argument much better than I could, but what he says is that, you know, we...
How about marrying people of the same sex? That's probably right in there.
Well, where he goes with that is that when you take something holy and you desecrate it,
mm-hmm.
What's going to happen is they're going to take something good and they're going to make it evil.
Okay, but why would people of the same sex who get married be desecrating anything because they're actually in love? They want to be married.
Well, I have kind of mixed feelings about it because constitutionally I don't see a problem with it, but from a biblical perspective, it's totally not what God taught. I mean, it's not marriage supposed to be between man and woman. And
okay, so you think we've turned away from all of that, and that is sin, and we are about to be judged somewhere between now and, what, the 28th?
The 13th to the 28th are the dates that have people interested. The 23rd being the one that people think that the elite are putting into movies and TV shows, The Simpsons, like all kinds of little references here and there. The 923, there are them.
How does Jade Helm fit into this?
I think Jade Helm ends, on the 15th, which is part of Rosh Hashanah.
Well, I mean, if you want to really believe that it ends on that date.
Yeah. Jade Helm is preparation for martial law somewhere. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be in the United States. Right now, we've been occupying Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, not Iraq so much anymore, but Afghanistan for, what, 10 years now?
We have been fighting there. I don't think we're occupying just yet because we don't have control.
I think we do a lot of house-to-house stuff. We do a lot of interacting with the population. And I think that's what Jade Helm is. It's training for that kind of, that's what our armed forces has been doing.
So you think we're all going to be put in internment camps?
They exist.
FEMA camps, right?
Yeah, they definitely exist. I don't know. I don't see anybody. I don't see them, you know, loading the trains up yet. But
where are the FEMA camps?
I don't know. You'd have to do the research on it. But
YouTube.
This is that's another
sure.
Alex Jones thing. There's a lot of Alex Jones references to FEMA camps.
I know. All right. I appreciate your call, sir, and I take note, and I'll try to look for a manhole cover, but we don't have many of those here in Pahrump. Jade Helm. All right, so I'm still searching for somebody who wants to debate my atheist, but we're in open lines. And so, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. I'm just dying of the heart to try to debate an atheist. That's just kind of pointless in my book. What I would like to talk about is some methods to get to Mars very quickly. And I did call at the end of the show last night and talk for a minute.
Show that was, huh?
Oh, it was great. And I love the idea of making some kind of warp drive. But just on a very simple standpoint of a way to do a trip to Mars in a few days to a week, if we went and froze a perfect ice log in Antarctica and airlifted it to the Cape or to Wallops Island, which may be the preferred place to launch to Mars, and had a rocket that just had this frozen icicle in the center of the core, and around that a low-energy nuclear reaction, which wouldn't involve any radiation, which would use plasma and polariton physics, the new physics of generating energy, not over unity, but within the confines of the laws of thermodynamics, and suddenly flash heated that icicle to an infrared very high temperature.
Yes.
And just use, instead of hydrogen and oxygen, which could explode, it's ice. It's the same thing as the exhaust product, but it's pretty much perfectly safe. Now, that could get you to Mars in a throttle. You can restart it and make mid-orbit corrections, do orbital insertions in Mars with the ice still staying frozen in space. So it's a very practical idea. Now, once you get to Mars, you could have the extra ice that's left over in orbit, in low Mars orbit, and use that to power shuttle vehicles to take you down to Mars. When you got to Mars,
so it's like an ice mobile
to breathe.
Mm-hmm. It's like
the ice rocket, basically the steampunk rocket.
Steampunk rocket, an ice mobile. Okay, all right. Sorry, we got to break it off there. We've got to break. From the high desert, you're listening to Midnight in the Desert. If you have any comments, and I can see you do because the lines are burning up, we're in open lines, feel free. Remember my atheist, by the way.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate.
Absolutely. Say it again, y'all.
Want to take a ride from the high desert and the great American Southwest? This is Midnight in the Desert, exclusively on the Dark Matter Digital Network. To call the show, dial 1-952-CALL-ART. That's 1-952-225-5278.
That's it, all right. And let me quickly check in and just be sure my atheist is okay. You hanging in there?
Oh, yes, of course, Art. I mean,
nobody
is. A couple of times I wanted to yell into my phone, but I realized it wasn't on, so what was the point?
Oh, yeah, that's true. All right, so your first name is?
My first name is Matt.
Matt. Okay, Matt, I'm putting you back on hold. I mean, I can't do this until I get somebody ready for you.
Don't worry about it. Just find me somebody.
Yeah, I'll find you somebody. All right, Matt, hold tight. There we go. Okay, let us continue with open lines with, I don't know, Lawrence on Skype, I guess. Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, am I there?
No, you're here.
Oh, great. Well, I had a couple things I thought people would be interested in.
Okay.
I'm getting an echo. Hang on just for a second. I got to check something. It'll take 1 second here.
All
Hang
right.
on, Art.
All right.
Oh, boy. I'm using a smartphone to do both things, and the smartphone's smarter than me.
Well, you've got what, the show running? Is that what it is?
When I was a child and up to my 30s, I had lots of deja vu,
mm-hmm.
and now I still have them, but less. And in one case, I got into an argument with someone, and when it happened in real life, in the deja vu, I had an argument.
Yeah.
In real life, I simply didn't say the words that caused the argument. So my theory is that, you know, maybe there's this big plan. But you have the choice to change things in that plan. It doesn't have to be a certain way. You don't have to kill your wife. You don't have to hurt anybody. Or you could, like, you know, so land speed record. So I just think that the future is not set. It might be an outline, but not set.
I don't think it's set either.
And the other thing that I wanted to tell you about is in 1963, when I was a young kid, I was an amateur astronomer, and I'd go out almost every night and just, you know, look at the moon, look at the stars, whatever.
You haven't seen this thing coming in to squish us on the 23rd, have you?
No. No, this is my long gone memory.
Uh-huh.
I saw, you know, I lived in eastern Ohio in a little town called Lisbon. It's about 40 miles west of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
South of Youngstown. You might know where it is. County seat. I saw two nights in a row two zigzagging lights above my home.
Can't beat that.
We're talking, you know, I'm sure it was our stuff playing, you know, tactics. They're probably up there trying to figure out, you know, when you zip around like that, you know, there's got to be different tactics, right? That's why they need two of them.
Was it at high speed?
Oh my God. I mean, I couldn't make out the vehicles. It was twilight. And so my theory there is that they're so far up is that the sun was still shining on them, illuminating them to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them, and they're just zigzaggy. Airplanes don't fly in zigzags.
My question again is, was it at high speed?
Well, I'm thinking really high speed, because they're like that at that distance and at those angles, they must have been going 10 miles at a shot.
Okay. All right, I've got it. Well, what I would say is, if that's what you had, you would have somebody inside that was jelly. Now, if they were a human, they would be just, you know, jelly. You can't make sharp turns going really fast without turning biological mass, as we understand it, pretty much into, you know, jelly is a rough term, but you get the idea, right? Let's go here and see what we've got. Hello, on the phone. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Art.
Right. Turn off your device, please.
Okay, yeah.
My goodness, guy.
I'm totally sorry.
Yes,
okay.
It's all right.
There you go. All right. hey, Art, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is Nathan from Asheville.
Yes, Nathan.
I'm the son of a Quaker clerk. I grew up in I would have some questions for your atheist. I'm not necessarily sure I could debate with him, but I mean, tonight's been quite an interesting show with, you know, you got a bunch of people on here stating their best evidence is YouTube and stuff. It's really, I haven't really heard.
Well, when it actually comes right down to it, Nathan, that's about all they've got is YouTube. Now,
right.
Now they might say they have their own inner
feelings,
you know,
feeling.
I mean, look at Ronald. So much gut feeling that he's packing up the car, taking the wife, running.
Right. Running for who knows where.
Up north.
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of tend to think sometimes the benefit of all this apocalyptic obsession may make people actually live like a more focused life. If they think that maybe they only have a week to live, maybe they'll actually get up and do something.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah, I kind of think that's the only positive.
Oh, you know what? I'm so out of time. Hold on. I'll bring you back.
Desert doesn't screen calls. We trust you, but remember, the NSA, well, you know. To call the show, please dial 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
We are up on Periscope. I have been assured by endless number of people on the wormhole that we are indeed up on Periscope. So, if you enjoy looking at the back of a talk show host's head, this is your big opportunity. I'm Art Bell 51, by the way. You need that if you're going to look at Periscope, to get involved with Periscope. And boy, you can really get involved. You've got to get on Twitter. So I'm Art Bell 31. Art Bell 51. Good Lord, what am I saying? 31. Art Bell 51 on Twitter. And I'm sorry we got cut off. I realized I was right up against a break. A lot of times I'm having so much fun with open lines, I blow breaks. So that was close. Hello.
Hey, Art.
Hey. You're back,
hey,
back
on
the air.
Thanks for having me on the air again.
You're very welcome.
It's great to hear your voice. I'm sorry. I get so stoked that you answer the phone, I kind of, like, draw a blank. And
well, as anybody looking at Periscope can see, I'm the only one here. Some guy earlier sent me an email saying he wanted to pay me to come and be an intern. I don't know what he would do.
Wow, yeah. Maybe, you know, feed the cats.
Maybe. Anyway, what's up?
Well, Art, I mean, I think one thing I think is interesting is your last caller, when it got down to it, it seemed like he was convinced there was some kind of retribution from God coming down on us.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm surprised he also started off by saying he didn't want to talk to the atheist, but you would think that
he was
so convinced that we're about to, you know, all be destroyed, then that the atheist would cut at the core of those beliefs.
I know. Well, he said he was trying to say something, but I've got him on hold waiting for, you know, whoever is going to challenge him.
Right, Right.
I'm sure he was screaming at the phone.
Right. in pure atheist fury. But, you know, Art, I guess what I want to say again is thanks for having me on. But, you know, it's, I mean, what's going on right now is scary enough, you know. The refugee crisis, which, you know, some think is due to, you know, the climate change out there in Syria and
climate
the droughts they've been having.
Yeah, there's a change of climate, all right. There's a lot of black guys cutting off heads. That'll get you rolling.
Right. I mean, that kind of stuff is terrifying enough, you know, and we have enough to be I also was interested to hear what the whole Planet X thing is about. Cause, I mean, I've heard it mentioned, and to be honest, I haven't given it too much.
Well, it's Planet X coming and coming and coming. For all my adult years, I've been hearing about it, but Planet X looming out there never, ever gets us.
So, yeah, I'd love to hear somebody say, you know, convince me how it's a serious threat to our existence.
Let us say that somebody convinced you, sir, that on September 23rd, just a very few days from now, the world is going to end. How would you behave between now and then?
Between now and then, I would just love my family and try to get us safe. I mean, I'm up in the mountains now, you know, and I'm just a working class dude with, you know.
There you go. I think that's what most people would do. I mean, some would loot, rape, and pillage and kill, but others.
That's terrifying, you know. Yeah.
That's right.
But
you could defend against those people, right?
I would hope so. You know, I do my damn best, and I got a crew of people ready to help me out if need be, you know.
I think you're safe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really hoping it doesn't come to that, obviously.
Me too.
But, I mean, I think the physical evidence around us that is verifiable is pretty scary enough.
It is, and all these camps they're talking about and everything. I have decided already, by the way, that I'm going to turn myself into Jade Helm. I'm going to be a trustee, and I'm going to be bossing the rest of you around. Remember, I've got my poor atheist in Denver just languishing on the phone, waiting for one godlike person to come forward and challenge him. We'll see. Let's go here on the phone. Say hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Art. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great. I am a religious studies teacher, and... I've dabbled in philosophy and other things.
Uh-huh.
I would have to know what he knows, like where he's coming from in terms of.
Well, come on, he's an atheist. You don't have to ask where he's coming from. He doesn't believe in God.
No, I just mean what has he studied or what has he delved into?
Well, you don't have to study anything to not believe in God.
I understand. I just, if you're going to have some sort of a debate, I just want to know kind of where he's coming from and what he's studied or what he knows. That's all.
I see.
Or is he just going to come from just right off the cuff, you know? But I have no problem talking to him if you'd like to do that. He's been waiting a long time. So.
He has. You know, he's an atheist, so who cares? Let him wait.
No, I have no problem talking. I have no problem talking to him. I'd love to talk to him about it.
I don't know. I'm waiting for JC Jr. to call in or something.
Yeah, JC. No, he's my son.
I hate to say this, but I think JC may have passed on. They're making all kinds of excuses for him. I'm connected to him actually on Facebook. And I keep hearing from Petunia or whatever her name is that he's off and they're searching for him. But I think he's...
Well, we've got the Sunday school teacher, and that's not me.
I understand. And he may make it in. He's actually... He kind of sounds like JC, doesn't he?
He does.
You can hear it. When he grows up, he could be a JC. All right, thank you. I'm going to keep looking. I want somebody, you know, really ready to go at an atheist. I mean, this guy sounds like good stuff. All right, let's go. Goodness, we have such a choice. Let's go overseas. Michael, hello.
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 Hello, can
you
hear me?
I hear you.
All right. I can't be described as a rabid atheist, but I can certainly be described as a confused one.
You're a confused atheist?
Well... Yes and no.
Well, now, what is your confusion?
Well, I watch these born-again Christians getting more and more anally retentive as the world gets more and more confused.
Actually, that's what I need, as a born-again Christian. Where are you?
Well, I'm in England. In North Tyneside.
You're not born again, huh?
Well, no, but having said that, there is obvious evidence of these Satanists getting more and more, or growing more and more with their influence.
Yes, it was Father Malachi Martin who said that he believed that the influence of Satan is up 800%.
Granted.
Yeah.
And then there is these these new age people that are getting weird. The more exposure they get. Now I'm confused because I don't know where to stand. I was brought up as a Catholic,
yes,
and left it at 15 years old when I discovered I was being conditioned, not educated. But over the years, I've learned that there is a spiritual dimension behind us all. Now, what I'd like to say to your guy, he's a rabid atheist, and none of us, anybody over 20 years old, can't turn around and say, excuse me, but there isn't something bigger than all of us out there. I'm an atheist because I can't hang me...
Earlier, you said you were confused. Now
he doesn't want to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see that. Any human being with an ounce of sense has got to have been able to share that commonality that is there for all of us. And it's a big thing that comes
out. But the question is that commonality God, or is it just, you know, living here on Earth? I think that's a fair question to ask. All right, let's continue, see where we go. Actually, we've got somebody else overseas, so let's try that. Looks like Stephen. Hello, Stephen.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm turning off my...
That's good.
...device. There
Thank
we go.
You.
Okay, Art, hi. Wow, great. I'm calling you from Mexico City.
Mexico City, really?
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker, though.
Okay.
And I think it's germane to this topic because I decided to take 1 month and stay where it's almost 9,000 feet above sea level.
And you're doing that because you think this month is...
Something, yeah.
Something.
Yeah, something.
So
yeah,
you're like 10,000 feet up above Mexico City?
I'm sorry?
You're like on a mountain 10,000 feet above Mexico City?
Well, no, Mexico City is between 8,000 and 9,000. It's almost 3,000 meters.
All right, so you're on a hill.
No, Mexico City is that.
I got that. You're on a hill in Mexico City.
Yeah. So, okay. I think if something does slam, the probability that it will hit water is great, only because of surface area. And tsunamis are a problem.
They are.
So logic would have it that one should stay away from the coastline where
so
I live.
So the truth is, you moved this month down to Mexico City to avoid what you think is going to be a global, catastrophe?
Yeah, well, I have a house in Mexico City. I mean, it's not that I moved, but I have a house.
Okay.
In Mexico City. For business, and I decided just to do an extended stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm shocked. I guess I'm running into more and more people like yourself that are actually have made physical moves, easy or hard, because they think something awful is.
And this is from the basis of pure rationality. I mean, I'm not a kook.
No, you don't sound like
it. You know that wonderful line from Goodfellas: "Why take a chance?"
Well, sure.
Better say now. One other thing, Art. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just such a privilege to have you. I called you once before in 1998.
Yes.
And I had the great privilege of calling the night that the last interview with Father Malachy.
Yes.
And I was I spoke to him that night, and it somewhat changed my life. I was young then, and very stupid and new agey and pretty deluded, and that one conversation put me on track, and I'll forever owe him that. May he rest in peace. But one thing, Art, one thing just irks me. You and he alluded toward the end of the interview that you guys had had some kind of a private talk.
That is correct.
About things coming in to our solar system.
Well, then, no, not exactly.
You remember. You know what
I remember, but it's not as you remember, not about things coming into our solar system, although we did speak of that many times. No. Father Martin confided in me about things involving the third secret, and I don't discuss those because they were given to me in confidence, and what he said to the public, I think, was sufficient, and that was, whatever you think it is going to be much worse than that. The worst thing you can imagine that could happen to the planet, it's going to be worse than that. And he gave me some knowledge that goes beyond that, which I'm not going to discuss because it was given to me in confidence. So there you have it. Manila Thrilla, hi.
Let's call me His Holy Eminence Jr. tonight.
Oh, His Holy Eminence Jr., really?
Yes, because I am just dying to debate this so-called atheist.
So-called. All right. Boy, you're going to get your wish. All right. Here we
come. Thank you, Art. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Nathan, I believe it is.
No, I'm Matt.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Nathan. How you doing tonight?
No, yeah. Matt.
Nathan, it doesn't really matter.
Go on. Who do you want to start first? I think as an atheist, I should be on like the defense side first, right? You should take the offensive argument.
I feel on the defense.
I don't care. You guys go at it the way you want to go.
Well, where do you want to take this? Do you want to take
Nathan,
it from an intellectual level or?
Go for it, Nathan.
Nathan, stop it.
Matt. His name is Matt.
Oh, it's
exactly.
Matt.
Where do you want to take this? Do you want to take it to a level that we can say that the same story of Jesus Christ was told by Horus, Mithra, Krishna, and a lot of other pagan gods? And maybe that's all based on ancient Egyptian allegory where you can actually talk about constellations in the sky? Or what else do you want to talk about? What part of what foolish religion are you a part of, Mike?
What Matt, did you call me?
Matt. Come on.
Matt, whatever.
That's right.
Whatever is your name. Manila
Thrilla?
Thrillin' Vanilla?
Come on now. There is no need for personal stuff here. You know his name is Matt.
No, there is, Art. There is. This is serious. This is serious. This man is taking the concept of our great Lord frivolously, and he's going to pay for it dearly.
But go on. I want to know, what religion are you a part of? Are you
people? What religion are you not a part of?
All of them. I'm an atheist. I'm a part of society that actually has a collective brain in this whole ordeal.
I have a question for you. Okay, so you don't believe in the devil or God?
No, that's ridiculous.
What is your Twitter name, Matt?
What is your Twitter name, sir?
What difference does it make?
I believe this man is an agent of the dark side.
Well, he may be.
I even said that my name on Twitter was Devil Britson because
so if you don't believe in it, why
Iowa
call yourself
and
Jesus,
they don't have a lot of atheists there.
Call yourself Jesus.
Well, what's the
if it doesn't
point?
Matter, call yourself Jesus.
Why do I want to be Jesus?
Why do you want to be the devil?
He has a way better story and way better soundtrack.
Come on, he can be anybody he wants to be.
And that's what I'm saying.
Let's have an actual debate. Let's stop getting into semantics here.
Yeah,
what religion
exactly.
are you a part of?
You are asking me to name my God, but you will not take a stance on your God or lack of God.
I would say, sir, that you have a God and it is the devil. Doubt.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He doesn't have a God. He's an atheist.
Yeah. By the name devil? Please.
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Art, you're a believer. Please, Art. Do not get on this man's side.
I'm not on anybody's side. I'm waiting for you to take up your side.
I'm waiting to hear. What is your religion? What is your belief? Let's have a discussion about that.
We do not put a name on our creator. It is the God of love, the God of light. It is not the God of darkness. It is not Satan. It is not the devil.
Hey, where was your love that we really needed when John F. Kennedy was assassinated? Where was that? If that can go ahead and move mountains and whatnot.
Sir, being an atheist, you believe in materialism. What if death is as natural as life?
I never said I was a materialistic person. I'm actually a very giving person. I think you can be a nice person and do good things, and you don't have to go ahead and tout because Jesus told me so. I think that just
you're the person using names and labels, sir.
Well, I just want to know, what is your label? What is your religion you follow? Because this
Church
is
United Universal. Oh,
okay. Well, what do you essentially believe in then?
None of the darkness, sir.
None of the darkness. Are you a firm believer in Jesus Christ?
Sir, I do not put labels on my higher power.
So what? Are you one of those new wave kooks?
Yes, I'm a new wave kook. Yes. Okay. Yes. And what are you, sir?
I'm a rationalist, and I don't have...
You're a rationalist, which is a materialist, sir. Do you believe that there's a spiritual side to life? Do you believe in ESP? Do you believe in dreams?
No, I believe in ESP. Do you believe in that, or is it just 24 hours a day, more reliable?
Did you say...
Is it just darkness, sir?
I think he just said he believes... I think he just said he believes in ESPN.
I do. It's 24 hours, and it's great. It gives you all kinds of information, more than what any kind of book would give you.
This man is a materialist.
No, not really. I mean, I can go with or without it. I mean,
sir,
I didn't
you're
even...
acting as if you're God. Everything I say, you poo-poo.
Oh,
if you do
I'm
not believe in God,
like,
please do not act like God.
All right.
I think, Thrilla, we're not really getting anywhere because you're not really giving me anything to debate. You're just...
What would you like to debate?
I really do agree. All right, gentlemen, hold on. I agree. It's not a good debate. Our atheist is a good debater, and he needs somebody of better quality to debate. This is Midnight in the Desert, and we'll be right back. We'll find somebody eventually.
Initiate a dialogue sequence with Art Bell. Please coordinate your phalanges and call 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
That's it, all right. My lonely atheist continues to blink away there. I think he's in Denver, Colorado. And we need a worthy... I think we need a born-again somebody. Something like that. In the meantime, open lines. Marcy, hello. Marcy on Skype. Yes, hi.
I have a ghost story for you. I don't want to talk to the planet of the atheist guy.
Okay.
This took place, when I was in sixth grade.
All right.
And I spent 1 year at a Catholic convent, a girls' school. And let me set up the room for you first so I don't have to keep going back. The dormitory was for, 20, maybe 30 girls. And I lived at the very last row, and I had a corner bed that you could see out the windows and everything. And it was kind of a long walk through the dorm, and then you passed out to you kept going, and to the left was the shower and wash basins. And then a big hall in front of you. You crossed over that to get to the restrooms. The first stall is one of those big trash chutes. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
You dump the trash down and it bangs on down to the basement where the bin is. And then the stalls are after that. Well, I woke up 3 o'clock. Remember, I'm just a little kid.
Hmm.
3 o'clock in the morning, and I have to pee like a racehorse. So I pad on out past the dorm, past the showers, across the hall, into the first stall next to the big bin chute, and sat down to do my business. Well, when I was just about through, I heard this bang, bang, bang on the trash chute, and then I heard the flutter of cardboard and paper coming down, and that startled me for a minute. So I just sat there, and not long after that, a moment or so after that, I heard footsteps coming down from the upper floors, down the steps. And after it came down the steps, I heard it walking down the hall, step, 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 and it went right past the bathroom, and to the immediate right are the stairs to the ground floor. We were on the second floor. And going down the steps, I heard this bang, bang, bang following each footstep. And I'm frozen. I had to redo my business. Anyway, okay, we're going to skip to the next night. Wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and did the same thing, passed the dorm, passed the showers on the left, crossed the hall, sat down to do my business. And sure enough, bang, bang, bang on the trash chute, flutter, flutter. And moments later, come to put steps down the stairs, tap, 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 down the hall, patter, patter, patter. Turns the corner, goes down the last flight of steps, and the bang, bang, bang after the footsteps. Okay?
Okay.
Night 3.
How many nights do we have here?
3.
Great.
This is the last night.
All right.
It's the best one. And, I went past all the things, sat in the stall, did my business, and sure enough, the chute, bang, 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 and here come the steps, the footsteps down the stairs. And this time I'm going to find out what this is. And as I heard it go around the corner and down the last flight of stairs, I got up and peeked around the corner. There's this fellow dressed in khaki color janitor outfit with a little crushed head on his hat, just walking down the steps. He is holding a push broom by its neck, letting the handle bang on each step as he went down the steps to the bottom floor. Now, I think this ghost had a sense of humor. I talked to the nuns the next day, and I told them my story, and they looked at me, and they said, well, you were just dreaming. I said, no, no, no. And then I got one of those nun looks, like, no more, not going to ask anymore. And I thought, oh, okay. So anyway, that's my little ghost story.
That was it, huh?
That's him.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Is it true what they say about Catholic girls?
I don't know. I'm not Catholic. What do they say?
I have no idea. I don't know that. I just know they talk a lot about them.
I was in sixth grade. I hadn't.
I understand that. Are you a married lady now?
Oh, yes, yes.
You are.
Married, divorced, and single again.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, thank you. Thank you very much for the story. And I'm not sure what to say beyond that. We still have our poor atheist waiting on the line for somebody of godly substance to come along. Let's go to, I don't know, Rory. How about Rory? Hello? Hello?
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing
tonight? I'm doing okay. Extinguish device, please.
I'm extinguishing the device as we speak.
Thank you.
Yeah, Art, I called in the other night when Elaine was on.
Ah, yes.
And I was the one who asked about the, she had contacted, any Bigfoot groups in the area.
Right.
And I'm a freelance reporter now, but I used to work for a newspaper in Siskiyou County, California. And a couple hours downriver is a community called Happy Camp, and it's populated mainly by Karuk Indians, and during the fall they have a Bigfoot festival.
Yes.
And I got to interview some of the tribal elders involving Bigfoot.
I'm sorry, about what?
About their encounters with Bigfoot.
Yes, and?
One guy was telling me he was like 12 years old, and every spring and summer he would sleep outside. He would grab his sleeping bag, go out on the yard, and just crash the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, know, he told me a bear would come in to the yard and go through the garbage bins, and he would just curl up in the sleeping bag and just wait for them to go.
Yes.
So one night, he's sleeping, and then he hears crashing and clanging coming from the garbage pails. And he looks up, and he's told me, he goes, I see this big, hairy shape. And I said, well, what did you do? He goes, well, I thought it was a bear, so I just curled up in a tiny ball and just said, he'll go away.
Hmm.
Well, then after a few minutes, he heard this grunting sound. And he said, it wasn't a bear. It sounded more human-like. probably close enough.
Okay.
And he, you know, he peeks out from the sleeping bag, and he said, you know, I thought it was a bear again, but it stood up, and he said it looked like, it was like one of, almost 7 feet tall, covered in hair, and just, you know, dumpster diving, so to speak.
It is a sad state of affairs that one has to imagine Bigfoot resorting to dumpster diving, but okay.
And I said, well, what did you do then? He said, well, that's when I really broke out into a cold sweat. And just, he said, I curled myself up into a tiny little ball and prayed that nothing was going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard it walk away, and he waited like 15 minutes and went running back inside the house. And this was like, at the time when I talked to him, this was like 30 years ago. And he said from that point on, he's never been out camping ever since.
I see. Well, you know, I hate to think that Bigfoot is reduced to that. And if it is, there needs to be some sort of government program to help him out in some way. I mean, Bigfoot, dumpster diving, oh, please. Let's go on the phone to Texas. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a few points I'd like to make to your atheist.
Oh, really? Okay, let's do it. My atheist is right here. He's been waiting patiently, probably pretty nearly ready to give up. It's been so long, so go ahead.
Okay, my name's Don. I'm calling from Amarillo, Texas. And I'm a retired chemist, and I'm probably not the most qualified to speak from a religious point of view, but one second. But I think the best evidence that science has to offer about the creation of the universe is the Big Bang Theory. And I used to be an atheist myself, but then I got to thinking one night, how is it any easier to believe that everything we perceive to come from an infinitesimal point of infinite energy than it is to believe in a supernatural force creating the universe?
You sound out of breath. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just came back in here to the other room, and just give me a second here. But the human mind is really incapable of comprehending either one of those. And when you get into quantum mechanics, it's impossible to prove the Big Bang Theory because quantum mechanics breaks down at that level. And you'll never be able to prove either one.
And this should affect my atheist in what way?
Well, he believes in the Big Bang Theory. And I just said, how is that any...
Actually, I don't know that he does. We haven't asked him that. Atheist?
Well, that's the only explanation science has to offer for the creation of the universe at this point in time.
Well, Matt, how do you feel about the Big Bang?
Well, Art, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, about the Big Bang Theory is, science is pretty accurate about what they are, but you're talking about this, like, caller is saying that, oh, you don't have all the steps planned out, but that doesn't mean that science doesn't have an actual really good idea about how it is.
Right.
Just because they haven't landed every single rung of the ladder doesn't mean they actually
have a ladder. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can go ahead and, like, talk about this. If you want to talk about, like, proving absolutes in a scientific manner, you really can't. However, I believe my atheism goes like this. I'm a minute-to-minute atheist, like any reasonable atheist should be, because right now, at this very moment, I have no proof that I should believe in some sort of God or some sort of religion because, well, even on a scientific level, there hasn't really been any kind of evidence to state that.
Okay, that's a fair comment. Why should he believe in God, is what he's saying.
Well, why should I believe in the Big Bang Theory? Because it's unprovable also.
Well,
and I can't prove he's wrong. He can't prove I'm wrong.
Right. That's right.
Well, I mean, we're going to get into an obvious stalemate on that, because what I'm guessing is going to happen is that if we go through the steps within the Big Bang Theory, you're going to reach a point, like many people who believe in some sort of religion, where at the very last moment they say, well, I got my faith. And my faith is going to be that one thing, because faith is nothing more.
Well, all right.
Holding on to something without proof.
Look, all right. I'm going to hold that one right there. It seems to me that we're not having productive arguments, because the Big Bang Theory, we know it occurred, right? We hear the echoes of it. Scientists can find that, so we know it occurred. But scientists have no clue whatsoever what happened with regard to the Big Bang itself as it occurred or just prior to it occurring. We don't know. So, atheist friend, hold it right there. We'll find somebody eventually, I guarantee. Tennessee, maybe. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is Timothy. I'm calling from Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to talk to Matt.
Okay. I can arrange it. Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Matt.
Hey.
We know each other from Twitter.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. We talk on the DM Talk hashtag.
Yes, we do. What's your screen name?
Candlelight LM.
Okay.
I just wanted to get your thoughts. So if you don't believe in God at all, then you believe there's no moral plane that we live on, meaning that there's no consequences for anything we do at all in life.
Well, okay, number one, I never stated that. You don't have to have morals to be anything. Like, I have morals, but it doesn't come from religion. I have morals from being a decent human being. Like, I don't know how this works, where some people, and I'm not saying you in particular, but some people will make the comment, well, if you're an atheist, what stops you just from raping, killing, and all that stuff? Because I don't do that because I'm, you know, a Christian or whatever like that. I don't have those thoughts. I'm a very calm individual. I have empathy for other individuals, and there is consequences in what we do. We have laws to justify those things, and I think that inherently from what we see and how we get treated, we realize if you believe in some sort of, I guess, you know, whatever you want to call it, golden rule, or just from life experience, you'll go ahead and realize you shouldn't do some things. You wouldn't want them done to you, would you?
No.
But that doesn't come from, like, religion. That just comes from a person not wanting a certain thing to happen to them in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So to add to that, then you believe life has no meaning then.
I never said that either. I mean, I choose to do with my life, which I believe I only have one of. I don't believe in reincarnation or anything like that. I believe I should make the most of it. And I do that. I do some volunteer work. I mean, I even donated a year of my life to AmeriCorps to go ahead and work with homeless people in North Dakota and help write some of their they had grants there for big oil projects that were happening there to help the
homeless people and the Native American people who weren't really getting a fair shake out of life, and I figured that I could at least, as a person, donate a year of my life to that. And I just reached that conclusion just on, you know, myself, because I think that, you know, I got a pretty good fair shake in life, and I want somebody else to maybe have one too.
But if we die and nothing happens, other what good did that do?
Well, because I live in the present. I don't live for, you know, tomorrow in some sort of sky fairy. I mean, I live in a sense where I want to go ahead and make the most of this current life that I'm living right now. So I want to go ahead and maybe be able to sleep at night because, you know, hey, an atheist still has a conscience. That doesn't, like, reflect on any kind of religious belief.
All right, I'm putting you back in the freezer, and we're waiting for a worthy opponent. So I'll take a break. So far, it's atheist one, other people zero. But, you know, there's still time in the show, a little bit anyway. Isn't somebody going to come along, take this guy on, rip him to shreds? Because you know there's a God, right? Am I right?
Done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the crack.
You know, I want to punctuate that a little bit. The Lumen thing. It really works. There's a couple of sponsors on here that I love. Bob Crane. If you have not yet had an opportunity to order some of those earbuds from Bob Crane, do it. And Lumen, it has saved me. My back is awful, but this thing really works. It's the only thing that's ever worked. So next time you hear the Lumen ad, well, I've got the number, 828-863-4834. That's Lumen at 828-863-4834. It really works.
No call screening, no waiting on hold, no requirement to kiss Art's ring. Just good talk. Join Art by calling 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
One would think that we would get a good opponent for our atheist here, but we really haven't yet. And you would think that born-agains would be, well, all over there, right? And prepared to argue like crazy, but we just haven't had that. Deku Tree, I think it is, on Skype.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm fine, sir. Thank
so,
you.
So, your guest here is an atheist.
He is, yes.
And I would like to ask him a couple questions.
All right, here he is. All right, Matt?
Yes, Art.
Another chance.
So you're an atheist, and... But you have morals, right?
Well, I mean, I think that inherently by what we experience in life and how we believe we want to go ahead and be treated, if you want to call that morals, sure, why not? I just call that everyday expectancy and whatnot. But go ahead. What's your question?
Do you believe in the golden rule? That's basically my last question, and then we can get on with this.
Oh, I explained to the last caller that I referenced Golden Rule, but I think that we really wanted to be treated the way that we want to go ahead and treat others, and I think vice versa. But some people, they are sociopaths. They don't have that sense of empathy or compassion, and they lack that, so you witness that in society. And in reality, you should witness things like that because sometimes, you know, people don't think like you.
Anyway, asked and answered. Yes, he believes in the golden rule.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I guess if you want to call it a golden rule.
So I take it you browse a lot of Reddit?
I don't really dig Reddit. I mean, I've checked out a couple when my friends were on, but...
What does that have
really
to do with God?
It. I don't really browse Reddit.
Reddit? Okay, hold on. Reddit has a really big atheist community, and you just reminded me of that. A lot of atheists are, you know...
On Reddit, really?
In your face about it, you know?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, if there comes a point in your life when you just get tired of hearing ridiculous stuff and you get tired of watching people in your own society, let's even jump in and say even homosexuals, the way they get treated by people who so-called claim to be Christians.
I consider myself an agnostic, or maybe even a little Christian.
I don't hate gay people.
I mean, what does all this have to do with Reddit? Is it supposedly a hangout for atheists? Is that it?
Yeah, it's an atheist hangout. It really is.
Well, I mean, there are smart people there, and that is kind of a tech junkie kind of place. I would assume that intellectuals and tech junkies would hang out there, and if they are atheists, well, hey, more power to them.
Hmm. But back to what I was saying, I consider myself an atheist, or maybe at the very least a Christian.
Huh?
And I don't hate gay people. There's a lot of Christians that don't hate gay people.
You're not making sense, caller.
That makes no sense whatsoever. Like, you just said, hey, I'm part of this part of the spectrum, and then I'm on the complete opposite side.
Right. I am so sad that we cannot find you a worthy opponent. It's not for lack of trying.
Hey, Art, you're trying your hardest, buddy, and I love it. Bring it on. This makes me, what, 4-0?
You know, something like that. Pretty sad. AA, how about you? Hello? Going once. Going twice. Gone. Twin Cities on the phone. Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Did I get through here?
Yes, you're on the air.
Wow, Art, I've been a huge fan of yours since you did a show on Mel's Hole way back when.
Thank you.
Oh, big time. I'm pretty shocked to get on here, but I don't exactly want to be an opponent of what the guest is saying, but I, for one, have a huge, deep belief that there is something else out there based on...
You mean God?
Experiences. Yes, uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Right.
Based on experiences that I personally have had within doing psychedelics.
Wait a minute. So you're saying you believe in God based on the drugs you've done? The experience you had while on drugs?
Mushrooms. Mushrooms. I came to an understanding that we are the universe manifested into these beings for this experience. And it is a godly experience. It's, I don't know if you've ever heard of Ken Wilber, but I've done a lot of research when it comes to Ken Wilber, Alan Watts, Ram Dass, a lot of Eastern mythology and Eastern religion. And to me, in the experiences that I've had, I've come to the realization that we are basically the universe woken up to itself and having these conscious experiences.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Well, it obviously makes sense to you. And if you base your belief in God in that, I don't think any of us could possibly argue with it. I appreciate your call. I have to pay attention to the breaks, and I've got one right here. And my atheist still languishes. This is Midnight.
Kingdom of Nye in the high desert. This is Midnight in the Desert with Art Bell. Please ring Art's Bell at 1-952-225-5278. That's 1-952-CALL-ART.
Just an easy going night. Anything you want to talk about, open lines. But we got started in this, and I think it's so interesting, in this debate mode. And Matt has just sort of, well, rotted away on the line there without a good opponent. There are several who have tried, but not very hard. So, I don't think anybody's engaged him very well yet, which may mean that we're now a godless country, as many have alleged. Nevertheless, continue to try. Hello there, in Brookhaven, Mississippi, maybe? Should be down in the middle of the Bible Belt somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Art. Good to talk to you.
Okay, and Matt is listening to every word you say.
Okay. Well, great. Should I start?
You should.
Okay, Mr. Matt, I come in peace, first of all. I would like to have a civil discussion, debate, if necessary, about whatever you wish to. You can speak about whatever you like.
Well, let's just start off here. Matt believes there is no God.
Okay. Me personally, if I could ask Matt, what do you believe in? If you believe, do you believe that there is no God, or do you not know if there is a God?
Well, I think that's a very fair question. I mean, mm-hmm. Atheism in its sense is the disbelief. You know, it's not necessarily a belief in anything like that. It's just you might have doubt. And mm-hmm. in reality, I have doubt with all the other religions. So what, you know, they've offered, and even the people who are like, hey, I'm really spiritual, or they believe in something kooky like astrology. And that to me is just nonsense. Like I said before mm-hmm. to the caller, I think two callers ago, I said, I'm an atheist minute by minute. At this time, right now, there is no proof that's going to sway me into believing in any kind of religion, or that there might be a God, or there is a God.
All right, so no God.
So you believe in no God. Right. Okay. So what do you believe in? Do you believe in any concepts, such anything that you're striving for, so far as you personally achieving a goal, such as bringing more anything into the world, such as more beauty, more truth, more goodness?
Caller, you know, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not jumping on you, but he has laid this out to other callers.
Okay.
You know,
okay, I'm sorry.
Helping in soup lines and all that kind of stuff. The golden rule, I think we've heard most of it.
Okay. Do you believe in a purely hedonist point of view, to where you just want to achieve pleasure in life?
Well, I mean, pleasure by what? Like,
such as a service to greater humanity, or a greater goal, such as serving the world, making a better place.
If you listen, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but if you listen to the prior calls of that, I said that I donated a year of my life to AmeriCorps, and I actually worked in providing for people, you know, who did that. If you want to get even deeper in my life, I used to be a union representative in the United Auto Workers, and I actually fought for those who couldn't fight for themselves. So I just think that you would take on these things just as a person that actually has compassion and sympathy, and that doesn't come from religion. That just comes from you would want the same to be done for you. I mean, if you're a person who's not a sociopath or really greedy, I mean, you don't have to necessarily be a sociopath.
Right.
You have to be a real greedy jerk.
Okay. I believe that anyone can be moral. I don't believe that morality is particularly confined to a religious circle or a religious point of view. Anyone can be moral because it comes from their heart. And I believe that's a beautiful thing. If you've served and you've done these things, that's wonderful. So far as a goal now, what keeps you going day to day? Is it something inside so far as serving others, or is your job, or what's your desire, you know, going day to day so far as
that's not
a religion or a God, but, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, if you want to get into it, I can blame Art Bell for his intriguing radio over the years that actually got me to get a degree in radio broadcasting. And, I do partake in working a steady job and such. And, but I mean, it's not like I'm not after a lot of money. If you know anything about radio, you don't make a whole lot of money unless you're the top dog. Like, you know what I mean? You get bounced from place to place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Art can speak on this behalf on that. If you search for radio as trying to make millions, man, you're SOL.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. All right. Well, listen, I'm giving up. Thank you both very much, but we're just not going anywhere. I mean, nobody is challenging the man in any direct way. They keep asking him, well, are you a good guy? Well, yeah, I'm a good guy. Do you believe? Are you moral? Yes, I'm moral. Do you help people out? Yes, I do. serve kitchen. I go and serve people food and a soup kitchen. I do all kinds of things. So, you know, not getting anywhere. Usually when you bring on an atheist, you would think you'd get some drive and stuff, but not this time. Overseas, hello.
Hello, this is Jarek calling from Poland.
Poland? Okay, yes. Welcome. Good to have you.
It's nice to speak to you. I have a question to Matt.
Matt's gone.
Oh.
I couldn't find a worthy opponent for Matt. I mean, what would you have asked him?
Yes, I would say this. Take a look at the house, for example. Now, is it possible that the house was designed and made all by itself, even if you waited for like 1 billion years? I guess it's not.
What house?
Any house. Any house. I mean, anything, like a house or a car or something.
Okay, what about them?
Yes, I mean, is it possible that they could be made or by themselves or designed?
No, people had to do it.
Exactly. There must be somebody who designed it, who thought about it,
true,
and made it.
True.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, take a look at a human being.
Yes.
What's more complicated, a car or a human?
A human, by a long shot.
Yes. So is it possible that a human was made all by himself?
Well, I don't think it was General Motors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess there must be a force which designed human being or life in general, I guess.
Well, you've got the best argument so far, frankly.
Thank you.
For intelligent design. And I guess you could well call that God. So I say you've got the best. I'm sorry that I got him off the line, but I mean, you got to admit, I tried. I spent like an hour and a half with this guy.
He might be listening, so maybe he'll be thinking about
it. Yes, maybe he will. Anyway, boy, it's nice of you to call all the way from Poland.
Yeah, I'm listening. It's like 6 a.m. when the show starts. I usually get up at 7 and I get most of it.
So in other words, you're sort of drinking coffee and just coming into the world as you hear us.
Yes, it is.
Pretty esoteric stuff for this time of the morning for you. Okay, well, yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Art, may I say something more? Just
you
one
may.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I love your show, but... But it's very intelligent, you know. You try to get to the point and stuff. But I haven't heard you speaking about you know, true conspiracies. I believe, like, you know, 9/11 or Federal Reserve, such serious stuff. I mean, do you talk about such subjects or not?
You know, I don't rule out the possibility that there are conspiracies, because of course there are. But I also don't look at everything as a conspiracy until it is proven to me that it is one. And I suppose not, the Federal Reserve is a sort of a conspiracy if you look at how they operate.
Yes.
9/11, I've said this many times, I disagree with these truthers. To me, and this is a good day to be talking about it, what's left of it, a few minutes, I saw those airplanes hit the towers. And that seems like the truth to me.
Yes, they did. But let's take, you know, the tower number 7, which collapsed like free fall speeds all by itself. I mean, there must be some explosives put in there and set off.
Well, there is a big controversy about the man who said, pull it, you know, pull it, and that indicates bring it down. And it may well be that after the nearby explosions, he decided that it was going to come down, or it had to come down, or that ultimately it was going to come down, so he might as well pull it and do it now. I don't know. That is an outstanding question to ask about 9/11. But otherwise, when I look at 9/11, and I know this gets me in a lot of trouble, I saw the planes hit the building. And that's what I think happened, meaning I think it was an outside job, right? Not an inside job, an outside job. I don't think there were pre-placed explosives. I don't believe any of that stuff. I think these guys were trained to fly the planes, take over the planes, fly the planes, and do the awful thing they did. And I don't really look beyond that. And I know that gets me in a lot of trouble, but Occam's razor, right? Live, somebody or another, 777. Hello. Hello.
Hello there, Mr. Art.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for accepting my call. I understand. Sure. Oh, and by the way, Minnie Roswells, I understand that Matt the Atheist is gone now, but I have a few things I'd like to ask the atheist out there.
Yeah, he actually left in sort of abandoned dejection.
This might sound like a joke, but I'm quite serious. I want to know, to all you atheists out there, I want to know from you, how did a banana get made? What's the evolutionary advantage to the shape of a banana being perfectly handheld and so easy to peel?
I don't know. It came from a banana tree, right?
It did, yes. But what about a platypus? I mean, why would a platypus evolve in such a way?
I don't know. There was a discovery the other day. Did you see that? The new bones they have discovered? And they did a workup of what it would have looked like. And, frankly, it was very much ape-like as much as it was man-like.
Now, so, they're claiming it's supposed to be something like a missing link. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, it does appear to be something like that, yes.
Well, you know, most of the dinosaur fossils they've supposedly found, many of those species actually never existed, and it comes to find out years later that they actually kind of just put them together like a Lego set. So I don't know if I trust many of these people, especially affiliated with the Smithsonian Institute.
I see. You're saying that you think dinosaurs never existed and that these things that we see put together with millions of bones are big fakes.
No, it could very well be true that something like dinosaurs once existed, but, you know, all the crazy concoctions they come up with, you know, I'm not exactly the first one to step in line in the I believe everything they're saying line. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. But the big bunch of bones that would be a Tyrannosaurus rex, for example, they're frequently put on display. You just don't believe that. You think it's concocted.
Well, we know, actually, if you look back at the records of archaeologists and paleontologists, that many of the dinosaur species that are still popularly portrayed in, you know, like the Jurassic Park movies, yeah, they actually never existed. They were just concocted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess you can believe that. And that supports your belief in God in what way?
It supports my belief, Ed, that on both sides of the fence, the religious and the atheistic, there are many concoctions, many smoke and mirrors, if you will, and we don't have an accurate depiction of what's actually going on.
I don't see how you can support both concepts. Somebody who absolutely does not believe in God, that there is a God, and somebody who is religious and has faith. How can you do anything that would seem to underline both?
Well, I think it's somehow the truth is in the middle almost always, you see.
Okay, what would that middle be?
Well, could it be possible that we are both our own creator and our creator at the same time? The creation and the creator in one.
Huh. Well, that sounds like a new religion to me.
Maybe so, but one more thing, if I may, before I leave.
You may.
Okay. Have you ever done any study? I know Whitley Strieber has, I do believe, on the topic of archons.
A little bit. I know what archons are, yes.
Now, I would be very interested maybe in the future of you having an archonic guest on. It's a very interesting subject that ties into both of these topics, actually.
Okay. I'll search somebody out, sure. You know, the first 4 days of the week we devote to guests, some of them, and by the way, this is what I do on my program and what I've always done, and that is sort of go between what some people would call crazy or wild and science, and then something else that's a little crazy and wild, and back and forth, and that's what I have always done in all the years that I've been on the air. Let's go to, Danville, Virginia on the phone. Hello.
Hi, Art. This is John in Danville.
Hey, John.
Pleasure to talk with you again. I first heard you in 1997, I think it was, when you did the 50th anniversary of Roswell.
Could be, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've been addicted ever since.
Well, thank you.
And I just want to make a couple comments to Matt, and I'm sorry he's gone.
I am too, but, I mean, we tried. You listened.
Well, if he were here, I would like to ask him to hold out his hand and look at that handful of nothing.
Yes.
And explain to me how that handful of nothing is going to create a universe out of itself. Everything around us, the entire universe, it created itself from nothing. Something had to create it. And if he would say, well, it took trillions and trillions of years, then I was going to say, if I fly up in an airplane and at 10,000 feet and throw a deck of cards out, what are the odds against that deck of cards at 10,000 feet landing back on the ground, perfectly stacked, neatly, all suits in order and numerical order? I mean, what, trillions and zillions to one? So
well,
how much more?
Yeah, I do get what you're saying, and you might have been a worthy opponent for Matt.
Well,
and I'm so sorry, that the show is ending, and there's not much I can do about it. I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that we didn't get a better opposition from Matt, aren't you?
Yes, and to me, science proves God if you got the time to sit down and talk it out.
I got you. All right, science proves God. What a night. What an interesting night. And what do those people say, that we've become a godless nation? At least one not able to reasonably debate that possibility. I might buy that. Just an amazing night. All right. Thank you all very much. It is going to be a beautiful weekend. I'm going to relax. I hope you do too. Stay tuned. Richard Hoagland has some kind of special coming up. He'll be looking at some of the new photography from NASA. And they do say Ceres looks a lot like L.A. down there. Good night, all.